this report says the data is used to make Elon Musk massively more wealthy through back-channel profit-making deals, and people champion him as some free speech protector. And yet they'll pay their money and they'll give their data to their bank account to him. Is your speech free, if that's what they demand in trade? Haven't you paid for it dearly with your loss of privacy forever? Yeah, it's all kind of like that. How easy it is to enslave people in the digital age. People will freely pay for their digital exploitation, but won't donate 99 cents to reallibertymedia.com to provide information on limiting one's exposure to these very same exploitations. It's amazing as I look at all this, and people wonder why we have problems in this country. And why did that come to me? Because it occurred to me, after I asked for donations to allow the next phase of the work needed at RLM, that if each of the more than 20,000 listeners I told you we're now getting, and there's actually more than that coming, slowly, as Sound Minds builds this syndication system, 20,000 listeners that listen through the various syndication channels, if each would give a $0.98, whether because you thought the information was valuable to you or whether you were altruistic enough to say, I'm not interested in keeping that shackle of the government plantation slave off me, but maybe this information could help someone else, I'll donate for them. We would have plenty of money to fulfill the needs of this network without any exploitation whatsoever. Why my work is not worth a $0.98 while social media companies exploit their willing participants is something I can't wrap my mind around. Even being free is any sort of intention in people anymore, if that's so. Why are we paying for a billionaire to exploit us? And then cheerlead that he's a free speech monger. He's not. So we need to do better for us. Again, looking at all the money per month that they ask, and people willingly get it, and I look over at how many hits we're getting on the syndication lines for this network, and we're not able to survive, and people vote with their money, so to speak, was a telling thing for me to see again. We need to do better for us. If we expect to avoid this dystopian Siberian gulag plan for us, and which we voluntarily support and pay for to enslave us, that COPPA, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act 2000, requires reasonable security measures. And this article speaks to the mere rule implementing the act for enforcement. Is presuming my listener of majority requiring ID presented to access a website a reasonable security measure or fraud coming out of the gate or not? Is the presumption of your majority as a guilt reasonable? How is it reasonably positioned of the federal government to burden the whole of society for what amounts to be the sole responsibility of mothers and fathers to their control regarding their sons and daughters? And for those of you that think my content is worth a $0.98, you're in luck. Yeah. I'm told they're running a deal here. Instead of a $0.98, you can donate to the coffee fund for $1 to keep this voice and that's heard by thousands going up. So head over to, you can go to https://ko-fi.com/real_liberty_media. I was told if everybody in the chat room gave $3 a month, we would pay everything that we need. Without all the exploitation, without all the harassment. And as I said, we're trying to make it so that the word goes out without having any ability to stop it. And when we get this thing running, some of my listeners will, you tech savvy people will be able to help in that. They'll be part of that. Again, we're trying to do something federated, a hybrid federation type condition as well. As I read, big tech government collusion. Biden, Harris administration, Mega, Google, Meta, Google, and others launch AI partnership to combat disinformation and hate speech. Now, I just got into talking about Julian Assange, and I'm telling you the Pact for the Future is what they're doing here to shut down free speech. And the third party, big tech, is in on it with government. And here's the story.